another episode coming straight to you from the Missing Me Than You podcast. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We're a part of the world we live in December. Good one, all right. Now, y'all probably been wondering where on God's loving, fearing earth have I been, okay? I've been around and I've been noticing that the episodes have dipped a little bit. And I have uploaded tons of episodes on my subscription service on the Missing Me Than You podcast. I suggest to get active and subscribe to me there. I got a bonjour of episodes never been heard before. So subscribe to it. It's only 99 cents a month. You can hear episodes you have never heard before. But yeah, I've been noticing that the episodes have dipped a little bit. I mean, the views have dipped a little bit. And I've been slowly but surely been cranking them out, okay? So, with that being said, let's get into today's episode. Now, normally, I do these segments on my subscription membership service. But I wanted to go ahead and make this publicly, okay, for everyone to get the little ha-ha kikis I don't get your full entertainment from. But anywho, all right, this is some workplace stuff. So, so I was at the workplace, you know, the stress is at an all-time high, and management is looking at themselves saying, I'm not pretty much going to have a future here if I don't step it up. Now, you know how some managers do. They want to just shift the blame to somebody else. And ultimately, it's the employees. It's never the employer's fault. It's always the employees' fault, okay? But anywho, all right? So, the managers are tripping. And they've been saying that they are watching videos of us do at us at our workplace, okay? Now, if you're working like myself, it ain't no big deal. You know, I've been watched my whole entire life, folks, okay? Ever since I came out of my mama's womb and the doctor smacked me on the ass to confirm that I'm alive based on whether or not I cry or not, I've been watched ever since then, okay? Ever since then, okay? And it's nothing new to me, okay? It's nothing new to me to be watched, okay? But to some people at the workplace, this is a entirely new experience for them. And to that I say, where have you been? Okay. Everybody been watched. Okay. Now, some people get watched for the wrong reason. You know, racial profiling is still alive and well. Okay. But for some people, I don't know where in the hell have y'all been. Okay. Like I was telling this, you know, this sissy man that works at our workplace, he said, Messi, I just don't like, I just don't like how management is now watching us and, I don't understand, you know, why are they watching us? Okay. You know, asking all these questions that you already know the answers to. And I looked at him and I said, well, where the hell have you been, okay? I don't like, oh, no, he said, I don't like being watched, okay? And I looked at him and said, well, join the party. Nobody don't like to be watched, but the simple fact that you act like you can just wake up every morning, take a shower or a bath, and put your clothes on and walk into this wonderful, beautiful life of ours, not unbeknownst to you that you ain't been watched, I don't know where you been, because, you know, there's cameras everywhere, there's satellites everywhere, they're monitoring everything what we buy, spend, and view, and now you getting paranoid because you just found out that your employer is watching you, okay? I just don't know where the hell he's been, okay? So, anywho, I was telling this coworker of mine, and I was saying to her, like, yeah, you know, they're watching us, and I think you should be on your best behavior and, you know, just get your work performance up a little bit and you'll be all good in the hood, okay? Well, you know, there's always, you know, disruptors in any walk of life. And this lady that I told this to, she's a disruptor, okay? She's been a disruptor. She has been a disruptor for quite a long time, okay? And she also has a daughter there, okay? Now, this ain't snitching, all right? Now, I'm not snitching on her because, you know, what's done is done, but I'm not saying her name. But look here, when someone tells you some valuable information, you should take that valuable information and run with it, okay? And maneuver with caution, okay? Well, she was not maneuvering with caution, okay? Now, you know, we all know that, you know, everybody take plays off, okay? People are going to say to themselves, well, what do you mean by that message, take plays off, okay? Everybody don't work 100% of the time, okay? There's no one on this planet that clocks in or just come in to work and work all the way through and clock out and everything's all good in the hood, okay? Nobody's not that goddamn perfect, okay? Your managers take plays off. Your co-workers take plays off. Hell, your ass take plays off. You know, everybody takes plays off, okay? What I mean by taking plays off, you know, sometimes you get lackadaisical and, you know, sometimes, you know, you just, you know, you're not working as fast as you normally work, okay? Let's put it that way, okay? Or you just don't work, okay? You might just go in the restroom and take an extended restroom break, you know, a normal restroom break. If you're doing the number one, you'll be out of there in like 2 to 3 minutes. But if you're doing the number two, it varies on what type of food you done consumed, okay? You know, sometimes you can get out of there in a couple of minutes, and other times it's going to be a minute, okay? But anyway, but then there's sometimes you're not doing one or two. You just on the toilet, you know, male or female, looking at your phone, okay? TikTok, looking at all the funny TikTok videos, getting your ha-ha kikis on, checking your emails, making sure that, you know, that job that, you know, you filling out for, did they holler back at you, okay? You know, you go on Tinder, you're swiping left, okay? You're swiping left, okay? You're swiping left, okay? And, you know, you're just doing crazy stuff, watching YouTube video. Sometimes they're so extended, you can watch a whole YouTube video without no one being the wiser. Hell, sometimes you can just listen to somebody's live stream on Twitch or YouTube or wherever, and you can watch a good chunk of it, or someone's podcast, all right? Like the Messy Media You podcast, which, by the way, rate, comment, subscribe. Share this content with your friends, family, as well as your followers, okay? Get this this podcast in the podcast algorithm, all right? Okay, while you're still listening to me, okay? While you're still listening to me, all right? So, yeah, you be in there and you be, you know, doing what you gotta do, you know, on your phone. And then, you know, you get out of the restroom. You can tell when somebody ain't really using the restroom. They just, the sole purpose of using the restroom is just sitting on the stall. You can tell when nobody, you know, somebody just taking plays off and just sitting on the toilet with the seat down, okay? When they come out of the stall and they just bypass the sink entirely, okay? You're not even going to try to make an attempt to act like or pretend to wash your hands, you know. You're not going to just fully just wash your hands. I have seen some people just get out of the stall, all right, hold their phone up to them and walk clear out of the restroom and just bypass the sink like they allergic to it, okay? You know, at least attempt to wash your hands. You know, I think everybody should just wash their hands just because they should be washing their hands. But there are some people out there in this God-loving, fearing earth of ours that really do take a number one and a number two, and just bypass the sink entirely, okay? You know, your hands are now filled with germs and shit, filled with a leftover a semen, piss, blood, shit residue, okay? You got all that shit on your hands, okay? And knowing damn well when you go out there to work, you're going to be using your hands to help, you know, with other people, you know, like somebody might want to shake your hand or somebody want to give you something or whatever. And now you up here touching that person. Now that person is getting the experience of a lifetime. And now they, you know, they smell like they just got through shit and they wonder where this shit smell come from. And then they start sniffing their finger and they go, oh shit, God damn it. Selena done goddamn it shitting on herself. Didn't wash her hands. Now she gonna shake my hands. That is just totally bullshit. Okay, so you take them extended long bathroom breaks, you know, because you're not even using the bathroom because you're taking plays off. So I was telling them. So for the past couple of weeks, there's this one lead. She's been acting real funky to her daughter, okay? Now, she normally acts funky to her daughter, but she was really acting funky to her daughter like she ain't got a damn thing to lose. Have you ever been working under the department head and they just talking straight trash juice to you? Just straight funky to you or straight trash or funky to somebody else that works in your department, and you asking yourself, you know, this is some unusual funk talking, okay? Normally when you talking shit, okay, just normal shit talking. Now this is shit talking to the 18th power, okay? So, you know, when they're talking that funky to you, when they that savage, when they that vicious, usually something's about to go down in a major key way, and it did a couple of nights ago. So, allegedly, let's throw that alleged word out there. The department head done got tired of my co-worker's daughter and talking about how she don't never work and she always word around campfire is her daughter just sleeps in the break room and just sleeps there for a long umbrage of time, okay? When somebody says a long umbrage of time, that's a lot of motherfucking time, folks, all right? And take longer restroom breaks, okay? Now, this goes beyond actually doing number one and number two. And this goes beyond just on your phone, just, you know, going through the different applications on your phone, checking your emails and shit. This is go as far as you just going to sleep on the toilet. And I'm just saying to myself, okay, I get tired and I get sleepy, but never, ever, 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 I thought or phantom to sit my ass on a toilet and just go to sleep on the toilet. I mean, I can't get comfortable on no motherfucking toilet, okay? So we got this one restroom where it's just one toilet, one sink. Okay, it's like a unisex restroom, okay? And, you know, you can lock it. And once you lock it, okay, you're in privacy. Ain't nobody gonna come in, intervene, or any of that shit, okay? So you can just get there and get to it, okay? Now, people be asking, well, how do they know about her daughter, okay? Just taking plays off and going to sleep in the break room, going to sleep in the restroom. Because there's motherfucking cameras everywhere, okay? Cameras are everywhere, all right? Everywhere, okay? So, and plus, there's some nosy-ass employees. I think there's two of them that are rats, okay? That are informants, okay? So, anyway, let that be. But she was talking real foggy to her, to the point of she wrote her up, okay? So we'll say, now I said, I ain't never ever in my life heard of a department head writing up someone, one of their employees. And they said she had the waterworks going, okay? Her daughter had the waterworks going. If there was an Oscar, she was going to win it that goddamn day, okay? But anyway, I don't know if she was faking or not, but they said she was crying and this, that, and the third. And then her mama, her mammy, who works there too, she intervened, okay? Now, I know people are going to be listening to this episode going like, well, she should, because that's her young daughter, you know, that's her family, and this, that, and the third. Okay, I just want to set the record straight and paint the picture perfectly. Okay, her daughter's like 21 years old, okay, and her mama is like 47, pushing 50, okay? Sometimes, you know, you got to let your kids be, okay? You can't protect your kids all the time, particularly if they have bad behavior, okay? And when you protect them knowing that they got bad behavior, all you doing is promoting the bad behavior. So they're never going to learn nothing, okay, if you always got their back, okay, and speaking up for them because of their bad behavior. Sometimes you got to let your kids just learn from their mistakes, okay? Because if you don't, they're going to continue to make them mistakes, okay? It's cute now when she's 21 making mistakes, but when she's 35, that cute awareness wears off, okay? And now you pushing damn near 50, okay? And now you mad at her because she's still in the same mode she was when she was 21. Well, when you should be mad at your damn self because you promoted that bullshit, okay? But that's neither here nor there. I'm not going to stand on no soapbox. You take care of y'all kids how y'all want to take care of your kids. I'm just saying, okay? If you don't put a nip in the butt in it, this little nip in the butt's going to be a total ass to you when they get extremely old, okay? But anywho, that's neither here nor there, all right? So, she done got into it. Now, no one knows exactly what took place up in behind closed doors, but this, this went on from that yesterday morning to last night, okay? And I was coming out the workplace, and then she was telling me about the situation about her daughter, and she said that just BS, you know, because the department head ain't supposed to write you up, and a manager should have been present. And she said, I can't wait till a manager's present. Well, she can't wait till she talked to a manager. Well, I said, surprise, surprise, there happened to be a manager here last night, okay? And then I told her where he was at. So, next thing I know, all right, she started talking to the manager, and then I made my way to the back to talk to the rest of the crew where she works at to try to fill in the blank, okay? Because I'm just being nosy as fuck, all right? So, anywho, I can admit when I'm fucking nosy, can you, bitch? Okay, so, I was back there with the rest of her co-workers, and the manager came swinging around with the mama, and he said, hey, I'm gonna be using her for a minute. And they said, okay, cool, okay? So now, I'm in suspense mode. I got my popcorn, my Diet Mountain Dew, okay? I decided to stay at the workplace a little bit longer to see how this plays out, all right? So, one of the guys that worked late at night, he informed me that the manager told him that the mama ain't gonna be working tonight, okay? And then he asked him, he said, well, is she ever coming back? And he just looked at him and shrugged his shoulders and walked off, okay? So, to me, and I also found out that LP was there. Now, LP stands for loss prevention. So, what in the fuck, okay, is loss prevention and a manager staying over? It's like they knew she was there. And to make matters even worse, they ushered in a new hire on that particular night, okay? So, I'm saying to myself, okay, They done playing this ever since they put the seed in the ground, okay? They knew, okay, this is more to do with her daughter, okay? And still to right now, folks, I don't know shit, okay? I may upload this episode right now on Friday afternoon, and I'll probably keep you guys informed when I get the rest of the pieces, but it sounds like to me, okay? Now, word around the campfire is the loss prevention lady said, and somebody heard her saying this, well, one of them ain't coming back. So, from what I gathered, her daughter was suspended. And I guess the mama protested. And then she decided to just walk away and just quit. Or, all right, they done fired the mama. We don't know, okay, folks? We don't know. We don't know if the mama's fired. We don't know if the daughter fired. We don't know if they both suspended. Well, we just don't know shit, okay? So, luckily to me, I have her number, folks, okay? And I'm going to call the bitch, but I ain't going to call her right now, all right? I might call the heifer, like, maybe on Monday, okay? Because I do recall she wanted Memorial Day weekend off. And she put up a big fuss when management denied it. Okay, first they approved it, then they denied it. And then she put up a big fuss about that. And she said, well, I'm taking it anyway. The worst thing they can do is write me up. Okay, so now maybe her saying that probably got them to the point of last night rushing this through and saying, okay, let's just let this bitch go. Okay, let's just hang this bitch on her own shit. Okay, so I don't know what done took place. I might make this a part one, and I might make the conclusion of this when I get some more information, which probably be next week. I'm probably not going to upload nothing on Monday because that's, you know, Memorial Day. But anywho, that's all I got, folks. You know, I really don't got nothing else. Sorry. If you got offended that I didn't upload nothing, shame on you, okay? I had plenty of episodes you probably ain't never heard down in the collection, okay? Just go to the collection, all right? And if you want to hear never heard before episodes, folks, and just go to that subscription service where you just pay 99 cents a month, okay? So, it's your boy, and I'm man.